The following program is brought to you by Chemotherapy.com. Your complete chemotherapy guide puts answers to your questions in one simple place. www.chemotherapy.com.
How long will I be in chemotherapy?
What should I ask my doctor?
What are the side effects?
Will I lose my hair?
When will I start to feel better?
What about alternate therapies?
Who can I turn to for help?
If you're facing chemotherapy, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But now it's easier to find answers in one place. Chemotherapy.com. From different types of treatment to side effects, to the right questions to ask along the way, the answers are at your fingertips at www.chemotherapy.com, your complete chemotherapy guide.
For Discovery Health, I'm Will Johnson. Last month, we asked visitors to discoveryhealth.com to call us with their stories of cancer survival. And throughout May, we are now bringing you those stories.
Hi, my name's Elizabeth, and I'm 46 years old. I have two children today that are 13 years old and almost 8 years old. And I had inflammatory breast cancer in my right breast approximately 5 years ago in July. It was in 2003. It seemed to come out of nowhere. And I went through a very quick succession of a biopsy, a lumpectomy, which was proven to be a failure in the sense that half of the one side of the lumpectomy turned out to be still cancerous, and so they had to go back and take and do a radical mastectomy, full one, on my right side. And the next month I started chemotherapy, and a month after that I started radiation during my chemotherapy, which ended in June of 04. In December of this year, 2007, I will be cancer-free for 5 years. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am with that. I have a wonderful oncologist. His name is Dr. David Palchek in the San Luis Obispo, California area. However, I do want to make note of something that I feel is very important for cancer patients. Number one is the fact that I think I worked myself into this disease by the worry that I kept, the stress level that I had, and the fact that I actually talked myself into the disease by saying things like, this is going to make me sick with blah, blah, blah. I don't say it anymore because I believe that that's still got power, and I don't want to give that to myself. So I also, during my treatment, though, visualized the medicine that I was on washing me clean and cleansing me of the cancer. And I believe that between the actual medicine and the treatment and my mental state at the time, I actually believe that those things incorporated themselves into creating my body to be cancer-free today. I'm 46 years old. I'm back in college. I'm going to pursue my art and sociology degrees, and I am very, very happy and very fortunate, but I do believe, as I said, a large part of this has to do with what we talk ourselves into and talk ourselves out of. And I'm very happy to be able to share this with whomever might hear it, because I think that oftentimes we think of diet and we think of family history and things like that, but we often forget that our minds are a powerful tool, and they can be used for good and for negative consequences in our bodies, and that I think visualization and positive affirmations are maybe sound kooky, but I know for me, I believe they worked, because I believe, like I said, I believe the negative ones gave me the disease, and there's reasons for that, for what I was going through the prior 2 years before the disease was found. And I really strongly believe that my mental state had a lot to do with it, as I said. So not to be redundant, but I encourage other people going through cancer to not forget that other tool that they have in their mind and their spirit. And I was told originally that I would have a 35% chance of being there through the treatment within 1 year, that I might not make it. I have a 35% chance to be alive, and I'm still here 4.5 years later. Actually, 5 years from when they found it, but 5 years is when they count it from the mastectomy. So, like I said, I believe in my higher power. I believe in the medicine, and I believe in myself, and I think those things count. Thanks for letting me share.